Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. When the veil of the knower drops away, the creative force of discovery guides your way. And then each moment is revealed as new. Should I repeat that one? You know, people talk about no self, but I like when the veil of the knower drops away, which is a completely natural thing. Then the creative force of discovery guides your way. And each moment is revealed as new, because there isn't anyone projecting onto it. Memory, conclusions, judgments. You know, just like food has flavor, I mean, hopefully. Being has resonance. And the resonant being of being here, now, naturally encourages the dropping away of the veil of the knower. So we don't come here to learn in the normal way we think of learning. We actually come here to unlearn or to allow a natural getting out of the way to happen. So each and every one of us in our own unique way finds out how to be here. Not compared to how someone else is here or someone else's experience that you've heard about or read about or believe, but rather the willingness to have an open mind, a relaxed body, and an undefended heart. And as we mindfully, really, gently and lovingly bring attention to the conditioned self, we find out where the holding patterns are and the fears and resistances and longings and frustrations and all of that are. So this resonant being of dropping away the self is a healing of the personal self. a balancing, an ongoing balancing. I like to say we never get balanced, we are always balancing. Just like we never get awakened, we are always awakening. There isn't an end point. It's just some kind of linear thought construct. Which has a place and a function, practically speaking, of course. But since here we're surrendering to the infinite, letting go into the vastness of energy or presence, openness, it just helps to have a few hints on how to let that happen. Rather than to believe that you somehow are responsible for it happening or for it not happening. So it's important if you have that one, question it. You don't want to try to throw out your beliefs because they don't really, they're like magnets, you know. You sort of throw them, they come back. So, gently, gradually, you bring awareness to whatever is holding, pulling, pushing. And you find that there's a way of bringing awareness to what's happening that actually allows it to be. So there's naturally a profound acceptance of the personal self and condition which happens, which can look like forgiveness and permission and self-love, you know, letting go of the conditioning of perfectionism. Because at the same time, you more and more become one with this amazing life force, which sometimes is referred to as the perfection of being, but I think we need to update that language. In being, there is no concept. There is no conceptualizing. There's no referencing or comparing. There's just this vibrant, connected aliveness. And you all know this. You all have tasted this, glimpsed it, or are deepening into it. That's why we're here. And that conscious resonance of our being actually facilitates awakening in ourselves and others simultaneously. So it used to be called transmission, but that's often a misunderstood concept too, I think. Often it's perceived as a kind of point A to point B movement. Zap. But that's not really accurate, actually. It's more that everything is awakening everything. And the clearer your mirror gets, the more you reflect the truth of being. So it isn't there or here or you or me anymore. I think often as the personal guard lets go, there's love. That's what's normally felt, I think, is just this love. This is this one-heartedness that we are. I think that's the good stuff, personally. That intimacy, that pure intimacy, that isn't really personal, actually. It's the hallmark of awakening. And yet, as we open in that, we often are faced with insecurities, personal insecurities, right? Fears of being hurt or disappointed or, you know, something like that. So there's naturally, we come face to face with those natural patterns of protection that are unconscious. No blame, they're unconscious. So we want to be, you know, really kind to those parts and even grateful, appreciative, because they somehow got you through whatever you had to get through. Didn't they? Yeah. Then we say, well, but they're not, I don't want them anymore. I don't need to be so, you know, protected anymore. And I think that's the journey, that as you deepen in awakening, more and more and more of those veils, those protections become illuminated and they lose their identities. That's really what the letting go of identity is about. The shifting of identity from the personal I to the I am, the presence. That's what it is. It's very natural. It's so wonderful, I have to say, being here with you, and so many people are really getting it, really getting it. Little bits here and there in their own way, it's fine, but it's amazing. It's tricky to talk about. Even saying those or getting it, it just sets up a kind of mental perception that could get in the way. So if you're thinking you're getting it, just let go of that. That's why I often recommend questioning, and I think questioning is a really important thing to explore and experiment with, because it can help loosen the sort of grip of the mind, the grip of the beliefs. So you may not even know what you believe. So sometimes you have to go and just feel what you feel and start to explore what is it that somehow is operating here. And you'll find that if you question consciously, really consciously, the veil will start to dissolve. You'll start to feel more open, more available, more relaxed, more vulnerable even. And then there's those moments, maybe right now for you, where presence is foreground. Call it presence, energy, connectedness, whatever words work for you. Then you find a kind of stillness, vibrancy and peace, actually. And great silence. And naturally, you just give yourself to that completely. And that's freedom. Notice that we can have even moments of freedom, even tiny little tastes of freedom. You can't hold on to it, just like you can't hold on to a flavor or a beautiful bird song or something. But it will touch you to the deepest core of your being. And that's why we long for that. We long to come home. We long to come back to that amazing place of our true self, which is the real meaning of our life. When we really are fulfilled. No matter what our goals are, no matter what our work is, no matter what our, whether we've, you know, got a Nobel Prize or just try to get up in the morning. Even if we can't get up in the morning, you know. It doesn't matter. It's beautiful being here with you again. I'm happy to see you and be with you. And find out right now, keep discovering right now how letting go happens by itself, how opening happens by itself, how listening happens without a listener, how seeing happens without a seer. How sensing happens without a sensor. I like that sensor. That has a double meaning. That's really good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're always censoring. Ironically, nothing needs to be changed or fixed or figured out. Isn't that amazing? Does that, can that even possibly be, that can't be comprehended by the analytical mind, can it? If anybody's analytical mind can comprehend that, let me know later. Way later. I think of another koanic, it's probably not a word, but I just made it up. Another koanic description is effortless effort. See, when there's, people say, oh, well, I shouldn't be meditating because then I'll be strengthening the doer. Only if you are. Not if you're not. Only if there's a doer there. Then you won't be. So there can be tremendous discipline without somebody
being disciplined. Okay? So there can be tremendous one-pointedness of attention without any contraction whatsoever. You guys are getting it really nicely. Good. Okay.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here.
Good to see you.
It's been, the past few weeks have been pretty rough.
The past
few weeks have been very rough.
Sorry.
Yeah, just health-wise. I've had a big flare-up with my MS.
Oh, sorry.
Other than that, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to be here.
Okay, sure. How's your body tonight?
Better. I'm doing better.
Good.
It wasn't supposed to last forever anyway.
You're opening right now. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? Even though a body can be very challenged or limited, it doesn't interfere with the spirit at all. I mean, it can be distracting, certainly, for periods of time.
Very.
It's hard to be in samadhi and have a migraine at the same time. I mean, you can be, you're just not so focused on the samadhi, let's put it that way. The relative may obscure the absolute, but it doesn't really interfere with it. You're really present.
Yeah, I feel good.
More than I've noticed before, I'd say. Sometimes I wonder when we go through difficult stuff, we often come through with some deeper availability, I think.
For me, I think it makes me appreciate this more.
Yeah.
Realizing how temporal my life is, my body is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More heart now.
Yeah.
I can feel that. That's nice. That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to focus on what isn't working or what we don't want and how we want it different. It's easily we go there. But it's wonderful when we can be grateful, those moments.
Oddly, it's true. There are moments of gratitude through all of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be this way if I didn't have this condition. I wouldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed who I am, I think, in a good way.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful that you've been able to, you know, what can I say, have such an amazing attitude.
I'm very grateful to be here.
Mm. Beautiful. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question, mm-hmm. but really, I don't think it has an answer, and I wanted to come up here because I just wish the question would kind of stop.
Okay.
Because the question's all about when you were asking about, you know, is there any seer, seeing, or I'm not sure if those are the same words, hear or hearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about doing, because there's always this, I think there's this belief always that, you know, I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then for me, implicit in that is that, you know, there ought to be something I'm doing different, or doing more, or doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I do have the experience of often feeling very kind of connected and mm-hmm. not so in the space at all. And it doesn't seem like then that there's anything I've done except somehow be engaged
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
by nature or another person or presence or group.
Mm-hmm.
So what's my question? I'm tired of the question about the doing, like, because
it sounds like you're already beyond the question. Maybe it'd be helpful to hear this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, it doesn't seem like the question has an answer, but it feels like there's a,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a pulling.
Right, there's
not a grabbing, but there's some kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just a conditioned identity of doing, but you're bigger than that, and you realize that already. So there may still be a doer... wanting, doing, thinking it should, whatever. Just let it be. Eventually it'll drop away or just won't even have much energy in it. Or when it's in the foreground, just feel it. Feel the energy, I can feel it. I can't describe it actually right now. It's a little gripping in here, some kind of gripping.
Yeah. Well, at the moment I feel some tension.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it. That's what I was... Yeah, there's a kind of something, you know. This is a part of us that feels like it has to do something or maybe we do it differently or, you know, that's what I was hearing a little bit. Mm. Yeah. So you're right. There is no answer to that. You just offer that condition into the space here.
So that can be the doing. Just to... offer it up, and to feel.
I tell people not to worry about the doing thing. As long as there's a doer, they'll be doing. And when there isn't a doer, there won't be doing, but things will get done. It's not a... We don't really have to figure that one out.
Then it's,
otherwise, it'll drive you nuts. You know what I mean? Seriously. So if you're doing, do. It's fine. Do it well, you know, or best you can. We're always doing the best we can, actually. Even when we don't think we are. Hmm. Something's opening right now. Something's getting permission in you right now. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good. So that just needed to be honored. The party that still feels or wants to do something needs to be honored rather than somehow gotten rid of or transcended. It's very important not to disempower our personal self. As deluded as it might be, or, you know, whatever. Sorry. It's really, compassion is all-inclusive.
It's not to be, it's not something to be at odds with.
No, because then there's a resistance, then there's separation, see? And that is, that strengthens, ironically, the separateness.
And as much as that's happening, that's just happening too.
That's right. Yeah. At some point, yes includes everything, even no and, you know, confusion and everything. Awareness is basically a big yes. Yeah.
There's like this tentativeness, and there's like some sadness there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's the healing. Something's getting a little, is releasing. Something is able to release its burden of needing to do or accomplish or achieve.
I've seen you more than a few times over the years, and I like how the language you use around healing, like that there's that somehow there's some kind of relaxation that's a healing, and I like that. It's comforting.
Good, glad to hear it.
And it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, healing is a very it's natural. Awakening is natural. Completely natural. It's not some invention.
Or something like supernatural.
Yeah, people have turned it into all kinds of interesting concepts. Nice, beautiful. See, it's just this easing happening. So you're more at ease with yourself, and your heart's more open, your body, your being is all opening. We become integrated. The personal and the infinite, I mean, the relative and the absolute become one. They integrate. So we can be free and at the same time just have an ordinary life.
Cool. Thank you.
You're really welcome. Thank you for coming up. Appreciate it.
I'm really sitting here only because nobody else is.
Thank you for taking care of us. That awkward silence would have really been difficult.
I came in with I'm going to sit in the chair, and then...
You mean up here?
Yeah.
Good.
And then...
It worked.
But then as the listening kept happening,
yeah,
I felt like the disappearance of what I was carrying.
Mm, nice.
But there was not total disappearance, but you know, the loosening. And
sure.
But there was also a moment where my body went like,
mm-hmm.
No, you're going to go up there, maybe.
Say it again.
You know, just that my body kind of was saying, no, I think you're still going to the chair. So, anyway, a lot of voice.
Glad you listened.
But it's very, like for the last month, I would say, kind of circumstantially, kind of put projects on hold and was doing a lot of helping my mother in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then after like the third trip and the kind of the mission completed, she's in a new place. I came back here without a lot on my plate, so to speak. And then it was like, first the helper, it was like, oh, now helper. I'm not a helper. Oh, projects. Oh, nobody's coming to the offerings I'm offering because of so much discontinuity. And here, and then it was like, oh, my family's all someplace else and I'm in San Francisco. Okay, so not family. Okay, so not mother, so not grandmother, so not helper, so not, you know. And then right after Christmas, I got sick. So then it's like, oh, not a healthy person. You know, and it's like, not a young person, not a well person, not a good at anything person, nothing to offer person. And then even like today, it's like, it's Martin Luther King. I mean, it's like, just, aren't you supposed to like really like care about something? And, you know, so then it's like, wow, not a good person, you know, like not a good opinion of myself person. Yeah. And then yesterday I had some body work done and there was all this kind of releasing going on. And then there was this just like, this feeling of just like all the hats just falling off, all the hats, all the faces just falling. Mm. Just like caterpillar going to mush.
Yeah.
And then I remember this like toast I did at this kind of pre-Christmas party where I was going to leave before that whole part. They were, no, Meg, you stay, do your toast thing. And it was like, I found these words coming like, you know, let's not be afraid to lose it all. And then I was like, oh, that's what's happening. Just mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. It's not perfectly comfortable.
Right.
It's a hollow feeling. Hollow. Feels hollow. Mm.
Okay. Well, be the hollow completely. Mm. Because right now you are opening and connecting and releasing for sure. Things are in movement.
When you said before, like, vibrant and connected, I was like, doesn't feel so vibrant and connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be bumpy and agitating. It could feel like, you know, it can be very uncomfortable.
Feel like checked out, kind of.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We only can be where we are right now, however that is. And however that is will lead us forward if we know how to let it open, let it be. And you do, and you are.
When you said the part about eventually yes will include everything, that's when I was like, oh, I don't really have to go up there. Mm. I can just let that work on me. You know what I mean? I could just feel the truth and the medicine of that. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a dormancy.
Mm, that's a beautiful description. I like that. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. That something's really opening in you now. You feel that? Yeah, let it come.
Like permission.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Permission to be
completely
dormant.
Yeah, exactly.
Not what I had aspired to. Mm-hmm.
then there was this, which has kind of been absent, like this rising feeling of compassion for...
It's beautiful.
People who are...
It's beautiful. You have so much to give, you know that.
It's...
Very beautiful.
Well, that's been the hardest part, is it's like, in all the uns, it's like ungenerous. You know what I mean? Like that part about nothing to offer. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's not true.
But in the dormant thing, it can feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So permission to be like not offering anything at the
sure,
moment.
Sure, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That is an offering. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. I love that dormancy. That's really beautiful. That's like the trust of our... that's trust in the natural unfoldment. Just like, you know, when you plant a seed in fertile ground and you water it and take care of it, but something in you knows that at some point that will germinate and sprout.
Hi. Well, I wasn't going to come up and sit in the chair, but
something's opening right now. Do you feel it? No? Just be aware in your... Good. That's fine. That's good. Even that's good. Even a hair of light is light. A hair of space is space. Good. Just be aware of that little bit. Good.
You know what you just said about trust.
Mm-hmm.
You plant the seed and
mm-hmm.
you just know that it's going to germinate, that it needs sun and water, but you just know,
mm-hmm.
oh, I don't know.
I know. People... Like,
I don't trust.
Well, if we, you know, if we have enough suffering, it's easy to doubt because we're so protected. You know? We lose that wisdom. We lose access to that wisdom temporarily, but then we can re-access it anytime. It can happen anytime. It's not a belief. It's not a belief.
And I feel like I... You know, I've made a practice of being content.
Well, that's good.
With whatever I have or don't have or what is or isn't.
Okay.
And I think it's fear because I lack the trust that keeps me unmotivated from finding out or allowing myself to be who I really am. Allowing, you know, it's not an all or kind of thing. I have moments, of course, but I can call myself lazy or undisciplined or, you know, lack motivation, or I can beat myself up pretty good. And that's changing. It is shifting, you know. I catch myself sometimes in a judgment like that, and I can chuckle. I can laugh at it and say, oh, that's not true. You
great,
know?
Good.
You're not lazy. I'm not lazy.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, as you're saying that right now, you're opening.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Good. Pay attention to that now. Right now.
Yeah.
Just drop everything else.
Yeah.
Just be with this right now. Good.
Because this is what I want, John.
This is real. This is the trust right now. There is no one who trusts, but there is trust. That's good. As soon as you get the glimpse, give it the attention instantly. Very important.
Whew.
Yeah. Very good.
So that becomes practice as well. As soon as you get the glimpse, what did you say? Pay attention to that?
Yes, but don't do it.
Right, yeah. Right. Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, I get it. Right.
No one gets it, but we get it anyway.
Yeah.
That's the Kiwanis moment.
At first I thought you said Kiwanis. I'm like, what? What did you say? Kiwanis. Oh, koan. Like, yeah, a koan.
We used to think of satsang as a psychic Kiwanis. That is true. I think I'll stop at that point.
It's such a beautiful feeling to be in the trust.
That's right.
Ugh.
That's the point, to be it, to realize you are it right now, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't think about it.
I love this
Don't
feeling.
Not think about it. That's why those Zen guys hit you on the head with a stick.
Say that again? What?
That's when the Zen guy hit you on the head with a stick. They don't want you to think about it.
Right.
That's it. That's it. See?
Yeah.
That's what you follow. That's what's meant by saying follow the light. Follow the presence. That's what I talked about right at the beginning of the talk. When the veil of the knower drops away, that guiding force will guide you.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care. So we have a little more time now just to sit in silence. I'll have something to say a little later. Okay. Trust is when you allow yourself to be inspired, filled with energy and breath and light. And everyone has that within them because everyone is alive. And it is the essence of life to be inspired, to be filled with breath, with aliveness. That's why the breath has been such an important focus in many traditions, and is that breath and energy are completely connected. The beautiful thing is that we can each really discover in our own way, I want to emphasize that, rather than someone else's way, in our own way, how to be inspired, how to be guided, how to let this natural opening and transformative process to happen through us. And it's very natural to not know where you are and how you're doing. So it helps to come here, you get a little reality check of, you know, just calibrating that fundamental resonance of your being. That's what this is mostly here, is to get clear about what the fundamental nature of your being is. Once you can calibrate to that, once you recognize that, you literally follow that light, that energy, that guidance, however it reveals itself to you. It can reveal itself in many, many ways. So it doesn't help to compare to someone else's experience or try to follow someone else in that way. There's a point where that's all helpful. I mean, there's stages where that's fine and good. But at some point, you're on your own. Kind of. There's help. So anyway, it's wonderful to be with you. Really, really a great joy for me. And I look forward to seeing you soon. In the meantime, lots of love and happy trails. Thank you.